2020 feels like it was 3 years packed into
right?
one.
Exactly, dude. It's just like, it might as well be like a yada, 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 and then there was 2021.
It's, all I know is that that was a very interesting invite, because I was just like, oh, I didn't know that he was so into Repo Men with... I forget the name of the actor. He's been in a bunch of shit.
Emilio Estevez or Harry Dean Stanton?
No. I mean Repo Men, where they're like repossessing people's organs and stuff like that.
Oh, fucking Jude Law and Forrest
Thank
Whitaker.
Thank you. I was like, I didn't realize you were such a Jude Law fan. And I was like, all right, we'll go see this. And then...
I'm not.
All right, everybody. Are you ready for a spectacular show? Introduce... The original Bad Hombre, the amazing nerd, the hardest working Antifa boys on George Soros' payroll, R.B.T.
With Pablo Morel Martinez and Ernesto Mancibo, only on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Folks, in case you don't realize, I'm Ernesto Mancibo.
And I'm Pablo Morelli Martinez. And together we are the Robots versus Taxes program.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
So I highly suggest you and me, we take some edibles when we watch that movie again.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We haven't done a bad movie night in a while, and there's a bad movie on Hulu that just got released that I really want to watch, and it looks it's Sleepwalkers. Do you remember that movie from 1992?
Jesus Christ, I remember the title of that. I don't know if I ever saw it though.
It's about cat people. I don't really know what it's about. It looks bad.
Yeah, now it's coming back to me.
Yeah, the trailer for it, I remember the trailer for it. It's seared into my memory because when I was a kid, I was like, "This is fucking weird." It had the that Santo and Johnny guitar song called "Sleepwalk." It's like, wow, 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 wow. And it's got people like turning into cats, and I was just like, "What the fuck is this movie? This looks so bizarre." And it got dumped onto Hulu, and I can't wait to. I really think we should check it out.
Holy
I think
shit.
you and me, and Jamie are overdue for another bad movie night, and that movie should be at the top of the list.
Hell yes. You just say the time, and we'll all assemble and watch this goddamn movie.
Robots versus Taxes. Assemble. Yeah! I can never get over how hyped Thor is when he hears Cap say, "Avengers, assemble." He's like, "Yeah, fuck yeah!"
He's like, "I've read the comics. I've been waiting years for this."
He almost said it in Age of Ultron, and he didn't say it.
Such a cock tease.
Whedon, with his like credits, he has to say he's directed the movie. We all know you directed the movie.
Oh, I'd love it if Avengers got like super meta. You know, they they all know they're made up characters and shit, but they're still playing along. Oh man,
yeah. Oh man. Well, I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but I think we should go more in depth into. Black Widow this episode.
Yeah.
We should talk about the release of the new title of Jordan Peele's new horror movie. He released it today.
Yes.
And it is fantasgrate. It is so fucking cool. When I saw that, I almost stood up and cheered. I was like, yes.
It's like you can feel the emphasis in the title. It's like you don't just call it nope. It's nope.
Nope. It's like It's like in my head, I heard it as like, you know, exactly how you said it. It's like where something is so bizarre and frightening where you just like, no, I don't want to deal with this shit. I'm walking around, I'm walking the fuck away from this. So I really can't wait. I feel like the movie Us is a misunderstood masterpiece.
Agreed.
That movie also is another movie that talking about movies that get better with age. That movie is fucking awesome. Mm. But yeah. Before we get to all that stuff, let's just bring up a little bit of taxes.
Okay.
If you'll indulge me.
Yeah, I shall indulge.
All right. Well, in Texas recently, it was, they're trying to, I don't know if they're trying to push ahead a law or they've already passed it, already passed legislature to basically skip over the part where the Ku Klux Klan is represented as a malevolent hate group.
Texas has been attempting to do this shit for years in their textbooks and in their teaching rubric. It was just, when was it? Maybe 5-10 years ago, where they were trying to get books published where slavery or slaves, the word slaves, was taken out. And instead, it was just going to strongly imply that enslaved Africans were more like indentured servants. And then when the rest of the country was like, get the fuck out of here, they were just like, no, we were kidding.
It's joke, y'all. You know? It ain't funny, but it's a joke. Yeah. Fucking Texas. It's like Texas, Florida, just all these I'm really fearful for the future of this country because the points of view are becoming more extreme. The it also feels like we're playing beat the clock with the world because the West Coast is on fire right now.
Yes.
And it has provided some of the most disturbing imagery in recent memory that I've seen. I don't remember. I can't pinpoint a time where I've looked up at the sky and thought to myself, wow, it looks like puke. Like, it looks like fucking vomit. And then the sun, like in the afternoon sun, looks like a vaporwave album cover.
Jeez.
Where it's just like a red sun against a pink sky. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck?
I actually think I can smell a little bit of charred air right now.
Really?
It's, or it could just be, you know, something on fire in the neighborhood. Who knows? It's New York, but
it could be like two rats tickling each other with feathers, like in front of a garbage fire.
could be, but these fires and what they're doing, I could literally feel your anxiety when you posted the other day on Facebook. You were just like, is anybody else concerned with this sickly yellow sky? And I was just like, oh shit, yeah, it's pretty fucked up looking outside.
Yeah, I kept thinking to myself, is Lex Luthor trying to depower Superman right now? Because it looks fucking weird outside. And, like, it was like the air was kind of thick and foggy looking. And I was like, yeah, this is like Blade Runner 2049 crap, you know?
Yeah.
And I like that movie just fine the way it is in movie form on my Blu-ray, you know, stand. I don't need a living reminder of what that movie is like. So, you know, I just hope that the corporate Democrats kind of like just finally just come to their senses and pass the Green New Deal, because this enough is enough. You know. But anyway, in other news, did you want to give your thoughts about Jeff Bezos heading out into space in his, let's say, spaceship?
His rocket dick is basically what it is. Jeez. I mean, come on now. Did it really need, like, a rim to its head? Like...
The USS Coxman.
Jeez, they might as well have built in a urethra into it. Like, it's just like, just go the full, 10 yards or whatever the saying is. But it's
got a little slit on the top.
It's just like, this is the what's it called? Extinguisher system. Yeah, that's why the white foam comes out. It's just like. I think Jeff Bezos is trying to deal with a few things in the most expensive way possible. I'm of two minds about it, but one mind is not as angry as the other, if I could put it that way. On the sciencey side, I kind of like that the private sector is pushing. Space exploration, or let's call it what it is, just setting the infrastructure for space tourism and space commercialism, because they're not doing this just for the science. They're looking to become the first trillionaires, basically. I do appreciate that in regards to setting up shop on the moon and eventually pushing out to Mars will eventually make room for a lot of other industries as well, including scientific and many other fields that serve mankind. But the biggest or the majority of my brain, if I can put it that way, is this fucking guy doesn't pay taxes. He abuses his workers. And he had the nerve to say, once he got back, he was just like, I just want to thank every single Amazon employee, because without you, this wouldn't have been possible. And I'm thinking, there's a guy right now in one of the warehouses who is watching that on his 5-minute bathroom break as he pees into a bottle, because it would take him too long to get across the entire warehouse to use the actual bathroom, thinking to himself, like, fuck you. To hell. I wish the rocket would have blown up. I think this just ties into money worship, billionaire worship, and I wish these guys would be held accountable. I'm all for people pushing the boundaries of any particular industry, but it shouldn't be on the backs of taxpayers, because despite this being a private company and a private venture, if he's doing this with money that he should have paid into the system, into the infrastructure that supports him. So in a sense, we're all really paying for it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I just, I feel like I made my point of view very self-evident about how I felt about Jeff Bezos going out into space in his little white rocket, his little white prick rocket. I'm very much agreeing with your point of view on this, because I feel that while him and Richard Branson are really pushing for space exploration, it's dystopian, dude. It's very dystopian. When I saw Elysium, I was like, this movie is kind of mediocre, but now I'm just like, this movie is telling the future.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Neil Blomkamp is a sage, you know? So
I'm pretty much waiting for one of these rich assholes to unveil or unveil, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it, one of those like cancer cleaning machines where you just lay down for 5 minutes. It's just like, you are free of all cancer cells. Meanwhile, the rest of us schlubs are, you know, trying to fight off zombieism. You know, it really is matching up to the dystopian future that we see in movies.
Yeah, dude. It's it's because the way it's looking like it's looking like there has been an increase in billionaires trying to get to space or talking about getting to space, because now it's like it's Elon Musk, it's Richard Branson, it's Jeff Bezos, and they are all basically saying the same thing. In my eyes, they're saying Earth is doomed and we're taken to the stars, baby. You know, we're taking you know, this pussy parade out into fucking space. We're going to Saturn, babe. You know,
that's
on the, you know, on the USS Doucher Prize.
I appreciate the attempt there.
yeah, I know.
Oh my God, Doucher Prize. But you know, at a certain point, something has to be done about getting them to pay their fair share of taxes. I mean, they literally have fortunes that could alter the paradigms of society. They could collectively end homelessness and hunger, set up free like a whole bunch of things. And it's not that I want, you know, these handful of guys to do it themselves. I believe in regards to sustainability, it's a collective effort. I think that we need to seriously reorganize the funding of the military, because they get billions of dollars that over the years they have used on some programs that were just completely wasteful, and that money would have been way better allocated to the things that we need or the things that could make society better, because it's our money, we all work for it, it should be used to help us.
I mean, helping the greater good has never been in the interest of these people. So I don't expect for any miracles to happen in that regard. I would be very surprised if any of these upper crust assholes decided to, you know, invest in infrastructure, or, you know, set up free college for marginalized communities, for people of color. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. We're waiting on one of these guys or several of these guys to get together and actually do something for the greater good. Is not realistic. That's why we have to vote people in that into real positions of power that will at least start pushing the line toward a more equitable society. Unfortunately, we have a great deal of this country that are just, you know, I know that the narrative says that, like, oh, when you use name calling, you really alienate the other side, but you got to call it what it is. Like, a good portion of this country are just fucking imbeciles. They vote against their interests just to, I don't know, quote unquote, own the libs or to fight for their freedom. But the completion of the sentence is fight for the freedom to be a shithead, because that's all it seems like they're doing. It's just like, oh, I don't think everybody should have health care. I don't think everybody should have food security. What the fuck? This is America. You know? Like
that's such an odd hill to die on, because like your experience is shitty, so you feel that everyone's experience should also be shitty.
Oh my God.
And so I don't understand how that clicks into, like, that's the American way. I thought the American way was for life to be better for everyone. But apparently that isn't the case. But with regards to the Republican Party, right, Mitch McConnell just recently, this past week, released a statement saying that we don't know how the message got out that the Republicans were against the vaccinations. We want people to get vaccinated. We don't know how that message got across. And I'm like, wow, the balls on this guy. Fucking balls on this guy.
Which probably sagged down to his knees at this point in his life. But it's gross. Yeah, that's me being petty. But Mitch, the Republican Party is associated with this because you let absolutely everybody into the tent. That's it. You know, you're just like, oh, yeah, we're a political party. Meanwhile, you've got fucking like political arsonists just running around thinking that they have a fucking point. And you let them in there just because they're votes anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's popular. Then Trump led the call, mm-hmm. you know. And he brought in the Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boberts and the DeSantises and such and such and such, and even the Ted Cruz's, and that's bottom of the barrel right there.
Scraping
the bottom of the barrel. I'm so sick to death of these corporate bought assholes, and even some like corporate Democrats that are just like standing in the way of real progress, like Kristen Sinema and fucking Joe Manchin.
Mm.
But I digress. Because I want to talk about the fun stuff.
Yes. Yes. Please. Oh, I was getting fucking depressed here. Like,
Yeah, I know.
Everything is shit.
And this isn't going to help anything because, like, the thing that I've been thinking of lately is, where's my fucking Spider-Man trailer, huh? Marvel, huh? Huh? Where's my Spider-Man trailer?
Are you upset that hasn't come out yet?
I'm upset. I'm also like kind of upset that we didn't get a Batman movie, the Robert Pattinson Batman movie this past year. I was really looking forward to that, mostly because they have a new take on the Riddler, and that really piqued my interest. Mm. So, you know, but most of all, it's Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm waiting for my Spider-Man trailer, and it doesn't seem like it's happening anytime soon. So what the fuck? What the fuck?
That's supposed to come out at the end of the year, sort of like another movie that's supposed to come out at the end of this year called Matrix 4. And
yeah,
I got to tell you, dude, they're coming dangerously close to losing me. They have until the 31st of this month. They have until, yeah, it's all right, laugh. They have until the 31st of this month.
I will.
To drop a trailer or some fucking news, a poster, a fucking keychain. I don't care. They got to do something because back in the day when The Matrix was dropping, they followed it up with viral campaigns and other, you know, supportive material to push this movie. Who do they think they are? The last movie that they dropped was in 2003, and that was when The Matrix was at its height. It was like the hot thing, right? It is now 2021. People have, you know, moved on to many different franchises. They can't expect to just walk into the ball and have their dance card completely full. No, they got to do the work. They got to, you know, put on some makeup, do their hair, something, you know?
Honestly, dude, if they didn't drop a trailer, if they didn't do any marketing and they just released the movie like tomorrow, I would be like, yeah,
I'll watch it.
No marketing, no nothing. Just like the, it's just, you know, it's just a still photo of a blurry production still, and it's Lana Wachowski's voice going like, hey everybody, I have a little movie coming out tomorrow, Matrix 4, check it out, it's coming out tomorrow, 3 p.m. whatever. You watch it. It's going to be good. And then, you know.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch it no matter what. I'm just saying my confidence is getting lower and lower that they are not marketing this fucking thing. It's almost like they don't believe in it or some shit. And I'm like, this is not good.
Well, it is Warner Brothers. It is the Warner Brothers.
Fucking Warner.
Warner Brothers have been dropping the ball left and right with regards to its properties.
Ugh.
So, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Let's talk about the things we are excited for.
Mm.
So, surprisingly, I'm finding myself more and more psyched for the new Suicide Squad.
Same here. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun romp.
Yeah. Every time I see a trailer for that movie, I'm just like, I smile and I'm just like, that's the good stuff right there. That's the good stuff.
That is going to be a comic book movie. Like it.
Yes.
Just from the trailer alone, the shark rips a man in half. Like, just.
Yeah. Dude, I want to see Polka Dot Man so bad. Like, he does that whole, there's that whole bit where, you know, in the trailer where they're giving the Suicide Squad the mission and they're just like, one of the guys is like, we're all gonna die. And then Polka Dot Man is like, jeez, I really hope so. I hope we die. And then, you know, Idris Elba's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, that's the Polka Dot Man is my jam right there. Like, he's depressed. He's weird. His powers make no sense. I love it. I love everything about him. And he's played by one of my favorite characters and who was actually in the Dark Knight.
Yes.
First, like a split second. He's played by the name of the actor is David Dastmalchian.
Mm.
And it's cool because like I haven't heard of like a lot of Armenian actors.
Mm.
And I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm super excited for this movie.
When does that drop again?
Have no idea. I totally forgot when it drops.
Oh man, time is still working its way out and trying to make sense in our minds since, you know, we're moving into a what we thought was a post-pandemic era. But, you know, given that the Delta variant is fucking, you know, fucking everybody up who didn't get vaccinated, we have another. Well, technically speaking,
now they're talking about the Lambda variant, too.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Yeah.
Technically, we don't have the battle directly per se because we got vaccinated. But most of the people who are in hospitals who are sick and dying, like over 90% of them are unvaccinated. Like if that's not a case, if that's not a case for getting vaccinated, I don't know what it's like. It's like coronavirus has to come to your door and literally punch you in the face and steal your TV in order for people to, like, you know. Maybe if the if we put out a viral message, let's do this right now on the show, that coronavirus is coming for your guns.
Oh, dude, that would sweep the nation. You know, you'd see gun sales spike, right? It's like, it's coming for what? No.
The only way to fight it is to get vaccinated, which is actually just micro guns for your blood, you know.
On your blood now.
Yeah. Just like, I'm going to get six. Yeah.
You want just add that extra dose of racism just because that's the way you relate to them. It's like, do you want coronavirus coming over your blood border? Those are some bad hombres. Arm yourself with the micro guns that is the COVID-19 vaccine, you know.
The vaccine's also like a wall, a big, beautiful wall. Oh, God.
You know, Candace Owens came like dangerously close to endorsing the vaccine, but then like at the last like sentence of her bullshit tweet, like
she remembered she's a fucking coon. Yeah.
Jesus. All right. I'm keeping that. You know what? I'm keeping that in. Yes. That's going in.
I stand by it.
That's staying in.
Stand
all
by
right.
It.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry. You were going to say she realized during that last sentence.
Yeah, no. She did exactly what you said she did. And that's all there is to that.
That's all I see when I see her. It's like in my mind, she's just got like dark circles around her eyes and like really tiny hands, you know, and sifts through garbage, you know.
Oh, God.
Like a raccoon. Yes.
Right. All right. I get it. Yes. Right.
Tune in to Robots versus Taxes for your race terminology and etymology. Sorry.
Download the Radio Free Brooklyn app and send us email at robotsversustaxes@gmail.com. And download us wherever fine podcasts can be downloaded.
Speaking of our email, I think that our bluff has been called, and you have to get a mohawk.
No. You can't send the same email five times.
10 times.
And be like, look, I sent it. Did he send it 10 times?
Yes, he did. Thanks, Anthony.
No, don't thank him. Don't fucking encourage that shit. Had it with this fucking crap.
Your public has spoken.
That's akin to like, you know, like getting like 5 or 6 children into a trench coat and pretending that they're trying to buy a house. You know, as a grown person.
Look, if it's any consolation, I told Anthony that first we have to verify the emails by making sure it has no bamboo fibers in them. And then we'll see if they count. So, you know, I'm going to have to borrow your black light to get this job done.
You don't want my black light.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Man, this place, you could see it from space. I wonder if Jeff Bezos saw it from space. Where he's fucking jerking off like Homelander and be like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Jeez.
Let's talk Black Widow a little bit more.
Yes, Black Widow.
We said we would talk about it a little bit more, and here we are. Talking about you know, a movie with a solid Asian lead.
She's never going to live that down.
Yeah, never going to live that down. But can we talk a little bit about Taskmaster? Because the Taskmaster was the big thing. Did we talk about that already?
We spoke about it a little bit, just like everything else.
Okay.
Last episode. So we can delve into more detail.
What about Red Guardian?
We can talk about him too. But but just quickly on Taskmaster, I really appreciated every single one of Taskmaster's action sequences. They did a really great job integrating how the character records and integrates a video of other battles within the MCU and takes those moves and uses them themselves. That scene in the hallway got me a little verklempt when Taskmaster was facing off against Red Guardian, and you saw them do like the Wakandan Fang reveal.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah.
I was just like, that's what
claws.
That's Wakandan right there.
That's cultural appropriation, asshole. Stop doing that. In Taskmaster's defense, they were brainwashed.
It's true.
By Harvey Weinstein.
So. Oh my God. Damn it, Weinstein. But but yeah, that was super cool. Notice though that Taskmaster didn't even touch the garbage that is Iron Fist. It was just like, that's not even real martial arts. Get the fuck out of here.
Iron Fist doesn't really count in the MCU. I mean,
I'm saying it does.
Okay. But they haven't even invited that actor to come back. Like they were just like, Daredevil, there's been rumors that Jessica Jones is coming back. There's rumors that Luke Cage is coming back. Mm-hmm. It looks like Danny Bland is going to see some tumbleweeds by his trailer.
We don't need him because we got Shang-Chi later this year, and that's going to be the real shit right there.
That's the movie I'm most nervous about, because given how Marvel shoots its action scenes, I'm wondering if they're going to do a good job, because so far the action scenes, other than maybe a little bit of the Winter Soldier and Civil War, like, they're all choppy, especially with Loki, like with the action that took place in Loki. Mm. It just suffered from not just in Loki, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show. It's just been choppy and like Jason Bourne shit where I'm just like, what's happening? Hmm. Was that a kick? Was that a punch? I don't know. It's like softcore porno, you know.
Jesus.
Is the dick in there? I don't know.
Oh my God. All right. That's that's an interesting parallel.
Yeah. If you're going to go all the way, don't. Don't tease me with like,
Jesus Christ.
Well, it could have been a punch. Oh, well, obviously they're reacting to something, you know, they're doing the squishy face. So something happened there. Well, it's like, fuck you.
That's what they, Jesus, the squishy face. That's, that's how Marvel does, street level action. It makes it feel like, oh, it's more accessible because it's so jaggy, you know, just like in real life. You know, it's just like, look, we don't go to the movies for real life. Make it beautiful. Make it slick. Let us be able to see it. You put those actors to work, paying them millions of dollars. God damn it. They need to learn the choreography and do it well. None of this fancy editing crap.
Yo, Scarlett Johansson was not in the mood to rehearse choreography for her movie. Because she did like one fight scene and then proceeded to get the crap kicked out of her, like after being like, I am Iron Man, you know, and just shooting like darts everywhere, stunning people with her repulsor rays. I'm just like, dude, throw a punch, throw a kick, jeez. And then she got the crap kicked out of her. I'm like, whose movie is this? Because it does feel like it's like a Yelena movie. It's like,
it's true.
Yelena Black Widow origins.
I think that was what it was partially meant to be. Because I think most people, especially us who go to see these movies, we know that, spoiler alert, Black Widow's dead in the MCU. She's fucking dead.
D-E-D. Dead.
And so Yelena is going to be an interesting and I think more engaging character. One of my favorite scenes from Black Widow, when she's just like, what is this thing that you do when you're fighting? You land in this pose and you whip your hair. And when she was doing it, like, she was slowly going to the ground, almost like her knees couldn't take it, but she needed to like demonstrate. She's like, what is this? And the hair whip thing you do. She's just like, it's a pulse. You're a pulser.
I like that. You know, that, I think that was, you know, according to internet rumor, that is ad-libbed.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
She was actually making fun of Scarlett Johansson in her action scenes. And then they were just like, let's shoot that. And she was like, all right.
And Scarlett Johansson must have been like, you fucking bitch.
this is my fucking movie. Stay out of my fucking movie. I'm hip. I'm what's happening right now. You know, I'm falling out of an exploding fortress.
Oh, man. I wonder how much that scene in and of itself cost, because lots of moving parts.
Yeah. What?
No, it was a lot. It was a lot of moving parts. Like, literally, it was, you know, they must have had to do tons and tons of green screen. And, you know, I don't even know how they planned something like that out. But anyway, it was the action in this movie was really, it was Marvel action, I have to say.
It was, but and we talked about this off. We didn't talk about this on the show, but and also it's been said hundreds of times by other people, especially recently, most recently by Honest Trailers, where they said exactly what I told you when we weren't recording. She should have died. Like, she should have died 100 times over in this fucking movie, because I'm just like, just say that she, like, she maybe she takes like a discount version of the super soldier serum where she has to inject herself after every injury and then it wears off. It stays with her long enough to heal all her wounds. But dude, there is a moment, again, we talked about this off the show, but I'm bringing it up again. There is a moment where she jumps onto like a fire, like a smokestack.
Mm-hmm.
And another widow jumps onto it and it starts to tip over and the widow falls to her death.
Mm.
And Scarlett Johansson, she falls and hits every air conditioner known to man. Mm,
that's true.
Like, she just hits everything on the way down and then she lands on her feet. And then she's like, oh, you know, she feels her arm and she's like, I just recently got vaccinated and it still hurts. I'm like, you should have died. Right.
It's like she was hitting every air conditioner on purpose. She was just like, oh, there's one. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. It should have been like pinball scores, like should have like flashed on the screen. It's like, oh, high score. And then, you know. By the time she gets to the bottom, it's just like a pile of meat. It's a pile of hamburger meat shape of Black Widow.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Just falls and then slowly like drips over and like falls in a pile of like just meaty chunks.
Jeez. Oh, but now that you put it that way, if only there had been more air conditioners on Vormir. You know, Endgame could have been completely different, you know. Thanos would have been like, what the fuck, you know?
Like, he threw Gamora off, and, like, Gamora just hits a bunch of ACs on the way down.
Oh, God.
And Red Skull's like, I'm sorry, I had them installed on Tuesday. It gets so hot and human up here.
It leaves me a little red under the collar. I've been up here for decades. I'm trying new material.
Oh, I bought so many ACs and that's why I need to wear so many layers.
Oh, man.
My German accent is for shit today.
We're not known for our accents.
No, we're not. But geez, ACs, that would have been amazing. but again, yeah, there was a moment that like where there are multiple moments where Taskmaster fires arrows at Black Widow's car and it goes flying and she should be a pile of just like dried Play-Doh.
Jesus.
You know, just like smearing the streets.
You in the descriptions today, my God. Yeah. From softcore porn to brutal death.
I got it all, baby. Jeez. I got it all. I got I do all the adjectives. But yeah, like there are multiple times. There's a part the second time Taskmaster hits them with an arrow, they go flying in a car. It explodes onto another like on ramp, and then they get hit by multiple cars, and then they go down into a train station. And then they're just like, and it's like the Blues Brothers where they get up and they're just like, come on, we gotta go to work, you know.
Oh man,
it's ridiculous, dude. But
so
you're
telling me that it made the movie unbelievable for you.
Yeah. You know what made it more unbelievable was the fact that they were in a helicopter crash, and then the helicopter stayed in one piece and didn't explode when it hit the ground.
Oh, jeez.
Do you remember that? They're just like, they're traveling by helicopter. It falls, and I'm just like, I was expecting it to explode and for three parachutes to be seen in the distance.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then they'd be like, this is all your fault. And then the Red Guardian's like, my fault, you know. And then that would have been for some funny hijinks. But no, they actually walk out of the helicopter and it doesn't explode. It doesn't even explode while they're walking away. I'm like, that's such a tease. of all the tropes to be subverted, really, guys? Really, that's the one?
You have a point, man. You have a point.
Yeah. Also, what did you think of the mom in this, played by Rachel Weisz?
Really underused actress in this film.
Yes, I agree with that.
She's got so much more range and talent, and she was just sort of like generic Russian spy lady, and
yes,
that's it, you know, like they gave her no meat and potatoes to work off of. So
I felt that her story was really weird, and that she is a war criminal, and they're just like, bye, see you later, bye bye, at the end of the movie. Like, she basically reprogrammed all the Black Widows and is responsible for untold amounts of people dead. And then they're just like, you know, they're just like, bye, Mom. It's like, whatever. So weird. It was akin to me. It reminded me of when at the end of the last X-Men movie, X-Men Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Where Magneto basically kills half the people on the planet after, you know, he helps Apocalypse achieve his pyramid, whatever.
Yeah.
So he kills half the population on all of Earth. And then at the end of the movie, they're just like, see you, Magneto. And he's like, peace. Yo, if you need me, I'll be on the Robots versus Taxes show on, you know, this coming Sunday, we're going to be recording. It's going to be hot. And they're just like, that Magneto, he's so cool. helping out a little, you know, Radio Free Brooklyn show. Just the tits, just for him to, like, be, like, so cool. And using his star power to just, you know, spread the word of mutant kind on a small podcast outlet. What a cool guy. listen to Robots versus Taxes.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Oh God. Well, look, I, even though he's a war criminal and he's done horrible things, I'm willing to have him on the show if we can record the show on Krakoa. I think that would be fun.
We're regular human beings. You're acting like we're gonna portal over there. Human beings aren't allowed on that on Krakoa. We have to go by boat. Now, I'm not I'm not a big boat fan.
Look,
you know,
I'm willing.
Like Carnival Cruises, like their septic tanks always back up, and then it turns into a big stinky
holy shit
raft.
Look, I'm willing to get on the X jet. You know, to
All right.
To go on over. You know. I mean, there's a very good chance that it'll be attacked and, you know, we'll die in a fiery heap. But, you know, we could make it.
No. It's Magneto. He's going to, like, hopefully he'll put us up by, he'll pull us up by our metal tooth fillings. And we'll just be like mouth agape all the way to the island.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would suck. Oh, boy.
What a case of cotton mouth, you know.
Ugh. Just fill mouth full of dead insects from flying into our mouths. Ugh. Ugh.
It's like, ugh. Got a mouth full of hornets. They're Africanized. Ugh. Rough. And I think that's where we should cap the show.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Why, is there a place where you felt it could be capped in a better, more, you know, suave, subtle,
I didn't know where the
savory
fuck we were going for, like, the last 10 minutes. It was just...
You know what? It's fantastic. I love it. I love when we do shit like that. Robots vs. Sex is broadcasting live from Krakoa. Get ready, you fucking nerds. This one is full of current, you know, Marvel X-Men lore.
Oh, boy.
But dude, if you did, if we could have one of any of the MCU on the show, who would you want to have?
Oh man, I would say Captain America. Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Okay,
just because
not John Walker.
No, not John Walker. Fuck that guy. Jesus Christ. He can go. He'd be on Fox News anyway. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I'd love to chat up Steve Rogers on, you know, his thoughts on society now, racial inequality, just to make all the conservative fanboys who think he's on their side shit their pants. As he turns around,
yeah,
and he's just like, no, I'm down with Black Lives Matter, because he would say that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And yeah, and also just, you know, to catch him up on some modern pop culture. You know, I'm sure he hasn't taken all of it in yet.
Okay, cool. I would really dig that show. I would really look forward to that.
How about you?
That's awesome. Mystique.
Of course.
Yeah. Dude, she's fucked. She's had so much. She has so many cool fuck stories.
Jesus Christ. Woo!
She's like every cool moral. And, you know, she's fucking, you know, like gossipy as hell. And she'd be like petty, but in a fun way, you know?
Oh my God.
Like we are.
Ah, you know, now that you put it that way, yeah, I think it works.
She's like fucking, she'd be like Wolverine, can't get it up unless I turn my hair like poofy and red.
Whoa. I can totally believe that shit too. Jane.
Yeah, he yells Gene when he comes. It's so embarrassing.
Especially since, you know, sometimes she's in the room next door and she can hear, you know, he's loud. He's Wolverine, you know, so.
Yeah.
Gene!
Hold on a second. Yeah, we're still recording, babe. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it'd be Mystique. She'd be like, she's like, I love having, having sex with Tigra is really cool, but like afterwards, I feel like I feel like I fucked a carpet.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus just, Christ.
My whole body is raw. So That, I think there is a good place to cap it.
Yes, yes. I think that's a great place to cap it.
Practice safe sex out there, people. There's a pandemic on. And for both of us here, I am Pablo Morale Martinez.
And I'm Ernesto Mancebo.
And together we are the Robots versus Taxes program.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
While you're out there, you could try keeping it real.
But you should try keeping it right. Song of the week.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
King in town.